Life and Limb, Blood and Bone, Book 1. Written by Jennifer Roberson and read by Kevin Stillwell.
Prologue. His voice was rich, a much-loved, clear baritone, as he handed his 7-year-old grandson a gun. All right, Gabriel. First time for everything. Don't expect to be perfect. I wasn't. Let's just see what you've got, shall we? See what we've got to work with. A warm hand came down on Gabriel's shoulder, squeezed lightly. Don't fret, Gabriel. It was a crisp Oregon day with an afternoon rain abated, but lingering in puddles and dampness as clouds receded. Tall, gray-haired granddaddy, with neatly trimmed beard and vigorous river of thick, silvering hair flowing nearly to his shoulders, had driven them out to the country in his white 63 Thunderbird with a box of empty beer bottles in the back seat. And Gabriel remembered the weight of the weapon, how it filled both hands, how it made him tense his arms, how his fingers clung, how his grandfather slipped a hand under his, eased the gun slightly upward. Granddaddy didn't hold the gun for him. He just provided a smidgen of support so that he could stop clenching his entire body with the attempt to hold the gun still. Granddaddy steadied him. Just a little. All right, Gabriel, the same calm voice. You've got this. He was nearly breathless with want, with the need to please, to excel. All 6 bottles, Granddaddy? His grandfather's laugh gusted from his chest in a quiet blurt of amusement, blue eyes dancing as the weathered skin next to his eyes creased into a spray of fretwork lines. If you think you can, of course. But 1 would be a fine beginning, Gabriel. And if you don't get it right the first time, next time will do. Or the next after that. Baby steps. Baby steps, son. But at 7, he had gained an inch over what he'd been at 6, and he felt strong. His body sang with it. This was, he felt within his bones, a test of some kind, even if his grandfather suggested no such thing. I'm not a baby, Granddaddy. I can do this. Perhaps you are not. Granddaddy's hand once more briefly touched his shoulder. Then show me what you've got. He felt his grandfather remove the support from beneath his hands, the gun. It was a measly little outdated 6-chamber .22 revolver, nothing like the 9mm Smith & Wesson his grandfather wore in an honest-to-God holster. But it felt big. It felt heavy. And then it didn't. It felt right. He focused. He'd heard that word before, that prompting from Granddaddy. The world narrowed. The world lost definition around the edges, refined itself in the middle. Sound attenuated, died away until all he heard was his own shallow, choppy breathing. He stopped it, stilled it, sucked breath again, blew it out on a huffing stream between pursed lips. It steadied his breathing, smoothed into something akin to a comfortable anticipation. It wasn't excitement. It was the need to do this, to please his grandfather, to prove he could do this, and an almighty certainty that he could. He saw 6 beer bottles balanced along the pitted, weather-grade wooden fence rail, 6 dead little brown glass soldiers emptied by his father, who liked to kick back after work with 2 or 4 beers, bottles appropriated by his grandfather from out of the trash.